It's a special tefillah, a special skula that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris that if Kal Yisrael want to attain kapara, slicha, mechila, they should recite these Yudgim Midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will arouse HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer them. So there are a number of halachas that are interesting regarding the amira, the recitation of Yudgim Midos. In what sense can it be said? Can it be said the yachid? Does that have to be said the tzibur? So the Mechaber in Simin Tav Kuf Samach He, which is Din Tfilas Aneinu, Sif He, En HaYachid Rashoi Lomar Shlosh Esrei Midos, Derech Tfilah Bakashas Rachamim, the Dover Shebekdushahim. So a Yachid should not recite Yud Gimel Midos in a manner of Tfilah, because it's called Dover Shebekdushah, which means it has to be said by Asara, like the Mishnah in Megillah tells us. Davish HaKadusha requires Asara. But there is a way that a Yachid could say it. Avon ba l'omram derech kriya ba'alma, omram. He's saying it derech kriya. What does derech kriya mean? What?
Like reading the Torah.
Like reading the Torah. Trap, the nigun of a time. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Rav Moshe writes in one place in the Tshuva that, let's say a person isn't familiar with the trap so well, there's another way you can call derech kriya. Sometimes when you learn chumash, you have a certain way that you say the psukim for yourself, like derech limud. Sometimes the children, when they learn, there's a chant, the way they say the psukim. So if you say it that way, it's not derech tachanunim. It's not the way you say it as a tefillah. So if you have a certain nigin that you say when you recite psukim, and you say it that way, that also counts for derech kriya. The point being, it's not derech tachanunim. Okay, so that seems clear, that you should only say Yud Gimel Midos b'tzibur. What about the rest of Slichas? The Ramah continues, Haga ve'ein liyachid lo maslichos o vayavor. What does that mean? That you shouldn't even say Slichas. What does it mean? You shouldn't say Slichas, you shouldn't say vayavor. Vayavor is a psukim that introduced Yud Gimel Midos. He said you shouldn't say slichas either. Mishnah Berurah explains here. This is b'shem the Orzaruah, that even slichas one shouldn't say b'yachid. But the Achronim wonder about this. Achronim tamu al ikir adin delama lo yom ha'yachid slichas the tachanunim b'alma. In other words, not the Yigam Midos, but the rest of slichas, the psukim and the piyutim. And therefore, the Hiskimu, the Achronim, disagree with the Ramah B'Shem Arzarua, and they say that the Slichas below Yud Gimel Midos Yachol Yachid Lomer. A Yachid could say it. So what would that mean? So where would you stop? Let's say you say the Psukim, and you say the Piyut, and then you say Kel Melech. So you say Kel Melech. That's already starting to quote the psukim and reading it to Yigal Midos. That's probably where you'd start. But the Ramah seemed to say that even Tzlichas one shouldn't say. That's in Hilchos Tainius. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, also yet we have Slichas V'yom Nevroi mentioned, Tavko Pei Aleph. So in Sivkat and Dalet in the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh Mekomos Lomer Slichas. V'af Yachid Yuchal Lomer Osan. So like he said in the other place that the Achronim were Machriya, not like the Ramah, that a Yachid can also say Slichas. Which Slichas? She'ein behem Yud Gimel Midos. That's interesting. The way he puts it is, you can say those Slichas She'ein behem Yud Gimel Midos. Let's say it's a Slicha that has Yud Gimel Midos. Sounds like that Slicha you shouldn't say. So a bit of a diuk in Mishnah Berurah. But then he continues, so B'Slicha Sheniska Yud Gimel Midos Yidalig Osen Teiros. So now he says, in other words, you say, you just don't say those Like you have Hashem Hashem, you have one of the famous slichos that we say twice a Monday or Thursday, with the whole Mitzvahim and with Galgali, the whole slicha, the whole period is based on Yudgim Amidos. So you don't say Yudgim Amidos itself. Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are other things that the Yachid should not say. V'chein osan habakashos shehen b'loshen targum. Kigo mache o masei, mei mismachaya, by the end, by the tachnum. Marned v'shmaya, which is all Aramaic, lo yomar ki she'en sham minyan asara. That's an Elio Rabba. Because a Yachid is not supposed to daven be'aramis, only b'tzibur. What's called biyachid, what's called tzibur? Let's say you're in a tzibur, but you're davening at a different pace. So it could be that's not called saying it biyachid. It could be you don't have to say mamish those words. Yigum midos, on the other hand, that already has to be done in conjunction with the tzibur. So if you're, for example, saying one of the piyutim, and you're in the middle, and then they already are finishing it and starting kel melech, so then when they get to yigum midos, you should stop short where you are, maybe finish the sentence, and then go right away to Yudgim Amidos and say that together with everybody. When they finish that, so then you can either go back to the piyut you were saying, continue from where you are, or you can just skip to the next piyut. In other words, there's no mitzvah you have to say every single word of every single piyut. The main idea of the slichas is the Yudgim Amidos. There's an interesting shaila based on this idea that Yudgim Amidos is called Davar Shebekdusha. And by the way, the makoros to some of this, it's not obviously the machaber and the ramah, they're taken from other makoros. It's a tshuvas Rashba, chel galaf reshid aleph, shol sheseh midus biyachid. And he says the basic distinction that the machaber quotes, kosha omen derech tfilo ba'koshas rachamim ein namorin biyachid u'kedavah shebekdush shehen. Avo im bal omer derech kriya bi'alma, omer kederech she'omer afa ufanim b'kroy de kedusha derech kriya. Similar thing comes up when you have, let's say, you're davening in the morning. And you're saying, let's say you're davening b'yichidus, and you get up to the brach of Yod Seor, so you're mentioning Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. But you're saying it derech kriya b'yam, as some say, should say the trap for those words. So what would happen as follows? Let's say you're in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. And the tzibur is saying Yudgim Amidos. Let's say there's a tzibur around, and they're saying slichas, whatever you're in, different minyanim, whatever. So should you be mafsik for Yudgim Amidos? What's that lacha for kedusha? Mechaba paskin, right? The Kriya Shema, that you have to stop and then and recite the kaddish, kaddish, kaddish. So it's a shaila in the tshuva of Shlomo Kugler. This is a siman samach vav v'chus kriya shema. U'kadosh v'kedusha u'baruch hu mafsik afil be'emtza ha'pasuk. So what would you say over here? So tshuva ha'elef u'chashlomo v'shlomo kugur siman nandalit imuta lehafsik b'toch birchas kriya shema loma yudgim u'midos ima tzibur. So the shoel wanted to say it should depend on this question. It's really a 2 days in the tour. Simitav Kuf Samachay, that which we quoted from the Machaber, is one shita. The Torah quotes the Baal Ha'orach of Nassim, Baal Ha'orach, She'ein minig yachid and misana lo mashol she'esei midos, which is what the Machaber paskins. And the Torah says, Ein yodea machshashesh bedavar. You're only reading the Torah. So it sounds like no big deal to say it. So the Shoel over here said that it should be depend on this machlokas. If you could say Yudgim Amidos biyachid, then it's not called Davar Shebekdusha, and then you shouldn't be mafsik. And if it's something that's called Davar Shebekdusha, then you could be mafsik. However, he wants to say that no, there's two dargas in Davar Shebekdusha. We could say it's Davar Shebekdusha le'inyan, that you need a minyan, but as far as saying that you should be mafsik in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema, that's a different story. That's only for Kedusha Baruch Hu, and that's, I think, how we would hold also. There's a shayla of Moshe in the Tshuvas Chel Gimel Archaim Smit Pei Tes. Let's say you're already davened. It's not a place where you have a problem to be mafsik. Should you? Is it something that's proper to stop what you're doing and answer Yudgim Amidos? Because everyone is saying Yudgim Amidos. Let's say you're in the middle of learning. Your minyan is over, first minyan, you're davening, you finish davening, you have a chavusa, you're learning, and then a new minyan comes in and starts saying slichas, and they get to Yudgim Amidos. You're supposed to stop your learning every time they get to Yudgim Amidos and say it with the tzibur. בדברים אלו שכבר הספרו שומן שאומר הכל הירגון מידוס מחויבים לענוס עמם לא ראיתי ואני הסתייתי ואני יוסי דבר בזה. I didn't see anyone write about this. ולכל איזה חיוב יש להיות, what kind of חיוב should it be? It's not the same as what we have by הלכס קריאה שמע לענוס קדושה בכל פעם ששומן כדכס אברהמה which was a Rashba. If you come to shul and they're saying Kedusha, you have to answer Kedusha with them. There, everyone is Mekadosh Hashem, you have to include yourself as well. And same thing is like Kriya Shema. If everyone is saying Kriya Shema, they've been Mekabel Malchus Shemayim, and you happen to be in the shul at the same time. You davened already, you should be Mekabel Malchus Shemayim. You say the same, the first pasuk with them. That should be Samachay. However, over here, doesn't seem like it should be an absolute chiyuv. Medina, he says, it shouldn't be. But at the end, he does say, even though the reasons don't apply, he says, it's a probably a good idea to do it anyway. That's what he says. Minag ha'olam laskiram, mestama yesh lehem mokar al zeh. And why? So he says, interesting svar. V'tam yesh lezeh. Duhu rehitiv la'tzibor ha'mispalim. It's chesed. What's the chesed? Sha'af she'yesh le'ma sarah omrim. They already have their minyan. They have their 10. But if there's more than 10, the more that say it, the more rachamim comes about from the recitation. Yigul midas. Therefore, for this minute, you could stop what you're doing for a second if you're learning and answer yigul midas because it's like a chesed opportunity. But if it's a Shia Baradim, he says that's different. You have no way to draw the line. If you're learning your own, you're by yourself, Mela. Maybe the Chavusa also. But if you have a Shia, you're learning a whole group, you're giving a Shia, every second, every 2 minutes, you get to another, you give middles, and you have to stop. That probably, he says, he shouldn't do. You have to know how to balance the issue. Yeah?
So what's the hobby to stop during Kriya Shema, then, if you don't have to stop in your learning, though? What was the discussion about?
Kriya Shema is different. That means because it's Omer Chus Shemayim.
No, if you're saying Shema and you hear the Yigal Midos.
No, so I understand. That's why even Rosh Shlomo Kugler, the Shoel thought to be Torah in that Shailen, but at the end it doesn't.
It's not Mukrach, right?
Because to say Tavish regarding the Yinid Asara is one idea, but to say Tavish Abdusha in the absolute sense, maybe that much we don't say.
But if you say that even when you're learning, you don't have to stop, so obviously when you're saying Shema, you're
I'm saying, I'm already going after the fact that we said that you wouldn't have to stop at Kriya Shema, but now, okay, what about stopping your learning? So maybe that, maybe not being mafsik in terms of Hilchus Hefsik, but maybe it's required in this regard. So Moshe Znikar, then it doesn't see that you should be mechuyev to, but maybe it's a chesed in that regard to increase the number of people that are saying you're giving me this. The Rav used to say, Harry Kedem quotes this, that even though we saw that the Ramah is rejected the halacha by Mishnah Bura and Achronim, that a Yachid could certainly say Slichas, as long as Yigam Midos, he's either voids or he says it derech Kriya. But he thought that there was some special inyan of its Sibur, the Slichas itself. In other words, the whole inyan of Slichas is a tefillah. It's really meant to be like a tefillah tzibur, just like you know that all the tefillahs have a special status with tzibur. So there's a need to say b'yachid too. There's a chiyuv to daven. Tzliches is not really a chiyuv on the yachid. Tzliches is an inyan of a special tefillah tzibur. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I grant kapara and tzlicha for the tzibur when they do the seder tzliches and they daven yigim umidos, and we have it with a certain context as a Seder Tefillah, we start with an Ashrei and a Kaddish, and then we have Psukim of Shevach, like a Psukim de Zimra of sorts, Yigim Midos being like the Shmon Esrei, and you have a Tachnon at the end, and a Kaddish Tiskabel. So the way that the whole Surah of the Tefillah, as it's been instituted, has, by definition, associations with a Tzibur. In which case, no harm done for Yachid to say whatever he says. If you feel it's over, it's to say it. But the Rav thought that really, in terms of its very definition, and that's maybe where Rama is coming from, the inyan of Slichas is really meant to be a tefillah for the tzibur.